tell you, I'm excited about what I'm doing. I feel like it's going to be another great year for me in group marketing. But I want to tell you how excited I am about being in Dallas in August and learning how to add to what I'm doing in sales and building the groups from the recruiting and the networking side. And I'm looking forward to sitting under you and Randy, Kyle Kimbrell, Jeff Olson, Wilbur Smith, and the Hughes brothers, and just kind of letting what falls off their plate just to get into my business, because I think the best is yet to be, and looking forward to that time together in Dallas in early August.
Well, I don't know if Randy may have some questions for you, but I tell you what, I don't have any questions. I just think you're a great guy, a terrific trainer, and it's a real privilege, Jimmy, to have you on the team. It's really nice to meet your son and get to visit with him a few minutes at the convention.
Thanks so much, and we're looking forward to hopefully having a lot of other good opportunities and some good celebrations in the months and years ahead.
And, Jimmy, this is Randy, and you've seen the importance of trying to leverage yourself with recruiting. Is that right?
Yes, I do. And, you know, I've had some success recently in recruiting to group. Group Marketing asked me to write an article for last month's Group Scoop, and I've really been able to align myself with some employee benefit companies, some independent insurance agents, some professional employment organizations, and they've opened a lot of doors for me that I would not have been able to get in myself. And one of the things that I know Yvette and Kyle try to do in their trainings, and I do as well, is, you know, to go after the small groups, because you can starve while waiting on big groups to open up. But what these other strategic alliances have enabled me to do is to get into some of the larger companies, because they already have the relationships established. And some of the same principles that you guys teach and networking as far as relationships and recruiting a new individual and finding out what their list is, that's what I've been able to do through some of these other folks, and making some good headway there, and hoping to make even more so as we're seeing more and more businesses being open to what we have to offer through the employee benefit and small business marketplaces.
Jimmy, I'm just so proud that you're on our team, and just the way you represented us from stage and our team, I just appreciate that so very much. And, of course, we're always here for you. And I know if our team needs some encouragement or needs to ask a question of something in group marketing, I know your door is always open for them. So thank you for all that you do for our team.
Well, thank you for the privilege of being on the call tonight. And, again, I would welcome any phone calls anybody would have, because, as the Bible says, going back to what Ken says, you know, much is given, much is required. And to me, it just gives me a platform to help other people establish their goals and dreams in this business. And I'm hoping to be able to do even more so to help folks out and working with this incredible company.
Thanks a lot, Jimmy.
Thank you, Randy, again.
Thank you, Jimmy. Randy, why don't we try Millie Baker one more time, follow up right behind her. That's her recruit, one of her recruits down here downline there. Millie Baker.
Yes, Kenneth.
You may have heard my introduction a while ago about you being the highest percentage in the whole company, which is quite an honor, receiving a $1,000 check. And, of course, you're a platinum executive director, so it's an honor to have you on the call tonight. If you have some tips for the folks, Millie, what would you suggest the best way for them to keep consistency up?
Okay, Kenneth, when I'm selling the product, I only tell what the membership will do for me. People want to know what it's going to do for them. They don't want any other thing. They just want to know, how can I use it? What will it do for me? I don't over-exaggerate. I undersell the membership and let the company perform for itself. The company will speak for itself. And
Excellent. The key,
I think, Kenneth, to keeping my memberships on the books is to get everyone to get their will done. And once they get their will done, they are going to keep the membership 9 times out of 10. And to me, that is exactly what I do. I just tell what it's going to do for me. I see myself sitting out in the audience, and I want to know, what is this going to do for me? I try to put myself in their shoes and want to know, how can I use this? I explain how to use it, and very brief. But then when it comes down to the signing everybody up, I see $100 bills on everybody's nose. And if I've done a good job on presenting the program and the product and the company, the attorneys, I am going to be able to go and take those $100 bills off and put it in my checking account.
I like that.
And I'll tell you what, Prepaid Lease has been so good to me. That was an honor. Bacon, I was really surprised to receive that. I had to come home. I wasn't able to stay and walk across the stage. But when I opened the package and there was a plaque and a $1,000 check in there for being a top retention earner in Prepaid Legal, keeping down the books, it was really a surprise for me.
That's quite a feat, Millie. How long have you been with us?
since 1988, March 10th, 1983.
I knew that. I just wanted to crowd you. I want to thank you, Billy, for being on the team.
Oh, Kenneth, I thank you so much.
20 years you've been on our team now. I remember when we did our first meeting up here for you.
By 13th, here at the first meeting here in Tulsa.
And also, I think this month you're going to be 39, is that correct?
Oh, yes. I wish. No, I don't either. No. On the 14th, I'll be 65.
Billy, I want to personally thank you for all these years that you've worked with the team and helped different people. And I know that you and I have been in business some, and you're feeling so much better, and you're really launching a new recruiting campaign. Is that not right?
That's right.
People, and to help your team even more.
Yes, that is correct.
There's so many outstanding people like Jenny Parrish.
Oh, I tell you what. I'm so
heard David and Jean on there now. They're just outstanding people.
Oh, I've got God is blessed with me with so many good people. And from Bacon 9, we bought, and it is a southern mansion in Old Puggy. And we are coming out with building our business. I want to be a $500,000 ring earner. And I could be. We were on target
yes,
for that.
You surely can, Millie. And I think if you hadn't got ill, you probably would have been.
But we would have been. Uh-huh. We definitely would have. But I want
to say one of your keys is, even though you hadn't been able to work, is having a team, keeping your membership.
That is correct, Kenneth. It's
like when you could, you attended meetings and things. Would you not suggest that everybody go ahead and attend a weekly meeting and be
definitely. Calls? That is the key to the money going into the bank, attending, helping your people, being there for them. Even though when you, okay, what would I have done, what would they have done if I worked for a regular job? When I had the stroke in 2001, and then in November 2001, I had open heart surgery, and it's been a battle. But I tell you what. Prepaid legal has
now, Millie, you had lots of money when you got in prepaid, right?
We were about like you, Kenneth.
No, I remember. Millie, we want to thank you for being on tonight. I really do appreciate it. It's an honor to have you, and I'm sure Randy might have a question.
Millie, I just want to congratulate you. Even though you were ill, like you said, you had a stroke, you had open heart surgery. Because of the business you had written before, because of the team you had put together, you still had a very solid six-figure income coming in the whole time, and I think that is remarkable. Not to be able to work, but to still receive that type of income, don't you?
Andy, how much money you think? Well, Millie, would you mind sharing with us how much you made last year, even though you was ill and didn't get to attend many meetings?
I made about $150,000 last year.
That's nothing.
Not too bad for staying at home and watching.
No, it's risen. And then last month I made $16,463.
Hey, just think if you quit watching Oprah Winfrey and go to work, think how much you would make.
You know what? That's the truth, Kenneth.
Millie, I want to thank you for being on the call tonight. Congratulations with highest persistency, not just on our team, but the entire company. Keep up the good work, and hopefully your health will improve, and you and Mike together can be the dynamic duo you've always been.
Oh, thanks, Randy. Thanks, Kenneth, and thanks everyone on the team for letting me share with you tonight.
Thank you, Mr.
You're welcome. Now I want to go out to Salt Lake City, Utah, to our newest Platinum Executive Director, Mr. Kevin Keener. Are you on, Kevin?
Yes, I am, Mr. Moore.
Kevin, we are so proud of you. A lot of people on our team don't know who you are, so introduce yourself, tell a quick story, and just give us a tip on what you've been able to do to accomplish such a feat.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a pleasure to be on the Moore Success team, and I just want to say thanks to Mr. Chris Moore for all his Chris Hughes.
We feel like he's a Moore.
He is part of you guys, isn't he? Sorry about that. But anyway, Mr. Chris Hughes, he's just an awesome leader, and he's just done so much for us. But my story real quick, I got in June of 2000, got off to a pretty fast start, made director in a couple months, had to go back to work full-time. I played around with prepaid legal part-time, a long story short, for just about 2.5, almost 3 years. And all I did was just, I stayed in the game. There was times, you know, I wasn't really connected all the time, but I can tell you that what really kept me going is the conventions. I hadn't missed the Vegas. I went to the Oklahomas and the Dallas, and just the conventions really made the difference in whether I stayed and kept going. But after about, let's see, fall of 2003, I had been a director. I made ED a couple times. In fact, it took me 2 years to make ED, and then I didn't hit it again for another 10 or 11 months. But I just didn't give up. And And I just kept talking to people, and all of a sudden, all these seeds that I planted over the last couple of years, they started to grow, and the fruit started to just go crazy. And I am just relishing it right now, all the fruit that we are partaking, just because we didn't quit. And so when they say be here from a year now, I don't believe in that. I tell all my people, you got to be here 5 years. Now we've been full-time for a year and a half. Prepaid legal is truly in me, and I can't wait to get out of bed and start getting my five contacts and making some sales, and I feel like I just got started. But really, we were a director a year and a half ago, and really our story isn't nothing that's just marvelous or record-breaking, but it's a story that's real, and it's about hope, and anybody out there that's been a director for 2 years, you know, you just keep plugging, and you're gonna have success, and that's what we've done.
Well, Kevin, we are just so proud of you. We look forward to you getting your $100,000 ring. If you keep up the good work, it won't be long.
All right, thank you. It's good to be with you guys.
I tell you what, Kevin, I admire you because anybody can start. Not everybody can stay, but, you know, it's not who enters the race, it's who finishes it. And you're sure headed for the finish line. I'm very proud of you, and I want to congratulate you.
Thank you. We're just excited as can be.
Well, keep up the good work, Kevin.
And you're right. Chris Hughes is a great person. It's wonderful you got him to help you. And he can change his name to more if he so desires.
Appreciate that. Now I want to go out to our newest $100,000 ring earner in Temecula, California, Mr. Dave Hughes. Are you on? Did Dave get on? He was supposed to be on the call. Let me see if I've got him muted out. Mr. Dave Hughes? Well, I guess he's not on tonight, so I want to go to Fort Worth, Texas, and to Platinum Executive Director, Regional Vice President, Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, are you on?
I'm on.
All right. Why don't you say a few words about your brother, Dave? I know he just got his $100,000 ring earner. I don't guess something happened. He must not be on, but say a few words about him before we get into our announcements.
Well, the first thing is we've had Mike and David both call down the wrong number, so that's one thing. They need to learn how to get through a passcode, so passcode protected conference call. Well, Dave Hughes, of course, he's a doctor of chiropractic. He's graduated. He went to school while he was building this prepaid legal business and, you know, built a very large organization. He has a huge team in the western states, Utah and Idaho and California. And he was able to graduate from chiropractic college, became a doctor of chiropractor, and I don't think he's ever taken a patient since he graduated because he doesn't have to. And I don't think he relishes the idea of going out and building a traditional business. When he has a prepaid legal business that's producing a six-figure income. I know he went to school and drove the nicest car in school, nicer than any of the professors, when he was still part-time at prepaid legal because he had a tremendous income coming in. And he just recently qualified for his $100,000 ring, received that in Las Vegas. I'm very proud of that. That's there's five Hughes boys in the business, and four of the five have qualified for their $100,000 to the $250,000 ring. And Mike is executive director. He's the one that has not. He's just about 11 months away from it, according to David. He's just doing really, really well. So we're proud that we can be for David Hughes, who's just doing a great job out there. And I know the best is yet to come for him also. So,
Jeff, I know you guys are all going to be featured in California. Is that on May the 14th? Is that when that is going to be?
Yeah, the advanced product training in Southern California, and we'd like to invite anybody that's on the board success team, if you'd like to come to that, they expect to have well over 1,000 excited prepaid legal associates. It's going to be like a mini convention and have all five of the Hughes brothers training from state. I think it's the first time that's ever happened since we've been in prepaid, so that's going to be kind of a cool thing. So we're excited to promote for that.
Well, we're excited about that, too. That's a great accomplishment. You know, as a family-oriented business, you guys take it to the max, five brothers like that. And they put a little pressure on you, Mike, didn't they?
They did, but I think he took it the way it was intended as a you know, good-natured rib and an encouragement to go on and do it. And I know Mike, he's not going to rest till he gets the 100,000, 250, and the 500. And
I'll tell you what, you guys may be surprised how quick he does get it. And I know he's your brother, but I had a long visit with him, and that guy's dug in, and you're not going to shake him till he gets that ring.
No, he's very persistent. That's one thing the Hughes brothers, we're not always the fastest, we're not the brightest, but we're going to stick with it till we get what we want.
That's the reason he fits so well with us, Jeff.
Yeah, well, we all come from hard places. So
we know how to stay, don't we?
Yeah, makes for tough.
Well, Jeff, we had some announcements today on the leadership call. Would you mind start going over those with everybody?
Well, yeah, not Randy. I've got one of my associates on the phone, Craig Isaac, down in San Antonio. He's listening in, and he's loving the conversations tonight, I know, because he built a large organization and kind of got busy with life and let the thing go and didn't really keep up with it, and called me tonight and said, Jeff, I just checked my downline. I've got over 500 associates, and they're selling over 180 memberships a month, and I've got two executive director legs. What do I need to do to get going? So I said, well, let's get on the more call and find out. So he's just want to welcome him back to Prepaid Legal. It's very exciting to have him back as a leader on the More Success team.
I'm very pleased to do that, Jeff.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I'll have to introduce you to him. Randy, of course, I was telling Craig, too, is a $49 fast start fee for anybody that's a salesperson, that's a religious leader, that's in the military, or it's an educator. And pretty much that's everybody in North America. Somebody said, well, what about the $149? I told them, if you can't figure out some way to get them in for $49, you're just not a very good sponsor. So John Long even said, and I don't know if you guys know this, but they said John Long made a joke at convention that said that if they sign the associate agreement, that automatically makes them a salesperson, and that would qualify them for the $49 salesman price. And we called marketing services to confirm that, and they said, well, we're not going to deny that he said it because we know that he did. And we said, well, how do we write on there when it says occupation or employer? What do we write? They said, write independent sales associate. And we said, that'll work. They said, we'll process it if you'll write that. So if anybody recruits anybody into Prepaid Legal and they fill that associate agreement, even if they're a nuclear scientist, they become a salesperson when they fill out that contract. And as occupation, we just simply write independent sales associate, and they'll come in for $49. So we're excited about that. That's causing, I know, a huge increase in recruiting. The thing I want to encourage everybody to do is company which wants us to make sure that we work with those people and get them a paycheck and get them fast start qualified and get them to senior associate, which is easy to do now. So they simply need to sell 5 plans, either Prepaid Legal or Identity Theft or combos, and or they can recruit one person and sell 3 memberships, and that'll make them a senior. And of course, getting the manager right now couldn't be easier, because all they have to do is sponsor 2 more people. They just have a total of 3 frontline associates. That makes them a manager, which means you can build a director organization with as little as 15 associates. So it's a great time to be in Prepaid Legal. And Millie, I know, you know, you're one of my heroes. I met you at one of the very first conventions in Tulsa, and was just so impressed with your story. And I'm so glad and so happy that you're back, and also glad that you had a wonderful income, even when you couldn't physically be at all the meetings and all the trainings, which I know that's where your heart was, but your body wasn't cooperating. And what a wonderful thing to have the business wait on you and not get smaller but get bigger and be there for you. And I know Kevin Keener, the same thing, you know, not always paying attention to his Prepaid Legal business, but he had people in his team who did, and they minded the shop for him while he was gone. He came back and was able to pick up that organization and run with it, and wow, what an incredible story. And I'm excited that Craig Isaac got to hear that today, because I think that's a good testimony for him. It's not too late. He's built a wonderful team. It's worth lots and lots of money if he just goes and leverages it. And we've all got people on our teams that maybe we've written off, or we thought that they flaked out or whatever. And times change and situations change, and it may be time for a phone call and say, hey, do you know what's happened to your team? Do you know what's happened to Prepaid Legal? This may be the time to get going again. So, Randy, what else did I need to talk about?
Well, you know, they've announced, just came out, that the $49 associate fees for these promotions are now available online.
Yeah, that's going to help, because it's tough. That's before, you're doing long-distance recruiting, you had to mail paperwork, and it took forever. Now they just go right online, and instead of paying $249, they do $49 right online. So, Craig, that's going to be easy for you down there in San Antonio. Have people go right to your website. You know, you restarted that today. You'll be able to recruit tomorrow morning, have them go online, $49, buy a membership from you. And we'll get your director organization built out this month.
And, Jeff, this new Success from Home magazine, it's just going through the roof for Prepaid. What a great recruiting tool that is.
They announced today, Randy, that thing is normally $5 a copy, and it has a never-before-never-again DVD inside of it, a limited edition version of that, which normally that would sell for $4 just for the DVD, but it's inside of a magazine that sells for $5, so it's really a $9 value. And Prepaid Legal, Mr. Stonesocker, negotiated a very, very special Prepaid Legal associate price for all of us. And we're able to buy those from Video Plus in lots of 100 for $2 a copy. And so we're, I know on our team, I just tell everybody.
Plus the freight.
Plus the freight. And yep. Mr. Moore, I heard that you placed a fairly sizable order.
I placed the first order. I was there when the decision was reached, and I just told John Long, I said, I want the first 1,000 of those, so I placed the first 1,000 order.
And Mr. Moore, I know you're like me. I keep thinking everywhere I go, I say that's a good place to leave a Success at Home magazine.
Absolutely. You want to be sure and you put your name in them, and whoever you give it to, you need to be sure and get their name so you can follow up on it. Just like any tool, it's all in the follow up. You can give 1,000 away and not get any follow up, you still just give something away.
Well, I'm just going to get them out there. I'm going to, you know, like they said today in the leadership, you want 100 lines in the water because you never know which lure the fish are going to bite on, which bait's the one they want today. So that's not the only tool I'll be using, but it's definitely going to be an arrow in my quiver.
Well, for the next 30 days, it's going to be one of the top tools we use. We use all the others because don't sell any of those tools short. They're all great tools.
Yeah, and of course, the Otter Ship program is going on, the Millionaire, to get a million DVDs into the marketplace is an ongoing thing. They announced at a convention the price has been extended, and we've got a lot of our people down here in Texas, Randy, that have signed up for that, which they get an Otter Ship every month, 120-something DVDs. They're able to pass those out, follow up, and build a big, big business. And they sell one or two memberships a month. They pay for it. It doesn't cost them anything to do it because they actually
get
money.
A lot of our team is – we're certain it's going to Atlanta because a lot of our team has won that trip. I know you'll be going, I'll be going, Randy will be going. I think Pam and Saxton Wilson's going, Jeremy will be going. A lot of us going to be going on this trip. I don't know who all they'll be, but there's so many. But remember, we have 30 spots left, right?
That's right. And just like you know, people on the call tonight, maybe you feel like you've got you're standing still, but you want to run. You can go out and simply by sponsoring people frontline and moving them to senior associates. So let's say you sponsor 10 or 15 people this month and you get 8 or 9 of them qualified for senior associate, you're probably going to go to Atlantis. I mean, that's probably in the top of the company, certainly the top 30. So all of us have an opportunity. If we didn't qualify under the old rules, they just opened up a gate for us and just basically recruit people frontline. Don't place them in your downline. Put them frontline and get them a check. And that gets you qualified to go to Atlanta.
And remember, Jeff, John Long said it last week. We didn't. The bottom of our team is going for one reason. Last quarter versus a quarter of 2004, the company had 11% increase in production, which was wonderful. But our team had 35%. That's three times as much. Company had 258% increase in recruiting. Our team had 388. Guys, we're doing things good. Let's be sure the persistence is just as good as the recruiting, just as good as the marketing. And like Jeremy, Jeff, Randy, we all said, we're a winning team. We're on the roll right now. We just need to keep helping each other, keep putting the tools out, keep doing the 10 core commitments. I'd better hush because I just start getting excited all over again.
Well, Randy and Ken, I want to put this out there, and I know you guys feel it too, but I really feel like what we've done is a more successful team. Over the last few years, it simply put the infrastructure in place and finding leaders and getting those people up and running. And you got people like Jimmy Parrish and Tony Hughes and just, you know, all these people that have come up in the team in the last 5 or 6 years. And now we're ready to run. And I really feel like 2005 is going to be the coming out party year for the More Success team. And
I've been talking to people at corporate headquarters because, you know, I just do that. And I won't say who they are, but they're in agreement that our team – it's really launched. We're something to be reckoned with.
We're really, you know, we with those Thundersticks at convention, we are the drum majors for the convention, but I really see us as the drum majors for the entire company. We're leading the parade, and everybody's going to be knowing who the More Success team is, and I'm so proud to say that I'm a member of this team, and I look forward to being with everybody in Las Vegas at the More Success team breakout. And I know it'd be nice to see people like Kevin and a lot of the Utah team and Idaho team that haven't been able to come in the past, to see them there on that Thursday, get everybody together, have 2,000 or 3,000 More Success team associates in one room at one time and celebrate each other's success. I think it's going to be a wonderful event.
Well, I heard Chris on tonight. I was very pleased to hear Chris on. I know he's pulling with the team and everything. I really do thank him. I really do appreciate it. But you're right, Jeff. All over America and Canada, this team's pulling together as we should, and that's the way God intended for us all to work together, and we're doing that. I'm going to turn it back to Randy, but thank everyone for being on the team.
Well, there's a couple of things I want to make clear real quick. There's a script for using the Success from Home magazine as a recruiting tool. It's available. use that Success From Home magazine. Make sure and go to your corporate website, get that offer there. And the DVD challenge is extended to April the 17th. So that allows you to go online with Video Plus or call them in person. Take advantage of the people that get involved with that. I know we've got hundreds on our team that are doing that. We're going to make, we hope to make 1 million exposures just on our team. Wouldn't that be great, Jeff? Excited about that. And then, of course, I want to make sure everybody remembers the next APT training, advanced product training, is May the 14th. I know we had over 25,000 new associates recruited since the last advanced product training, so we've got a lot of people we need to send through that. And so we're very, very excited about that. It makes a big impact on our production anytime we get those people to attend. So
Randy,
I know we've got next.
Randy?
Yes.
Randy, this is Jimmy. I want to just interrupt one thing. We mentioned APT because the U